All right, let's go to line number three and talk to my pal, Sal. Known this guy for a number of years. Put in my furnace and AC unit a couple years ago. Top-notch train is the, well, actually, it's not a train. It's an American Standard, but they're the same company. They're still the same company. Is that right, Sal?
They're the same. Ingersoll Rand owns them both. They're identical units, with they just own the name American Standard and Train. There is literally nothing different about them. So,
yeah,
top quality system there for sure.
They are super and very, very, very efficient. I want to tell you something too. Over the summer, I did some remodeling upstairs, and one of my contractors, Artistic Renovations, they did the remodeling. Great folks, and he went up in the attic because I had a skylight put in. He says, "You know, you're really you need some more insulation up there." And, you know, when we built the house 28 years ago, we had a bunch blown up there. But, you know, over the years, it deteriorates, and there was not much left. It kind of, like, flattened out. So we put like, 17, 18 inches of insulation. I got a Sal furnace. I got insulation. I'm in good shape. I just wanted to let you know.
You are. And insulation is a very big part of energy efficiency, and you know, there's a lot of folks out there that they think, you know, the furnace has to be the proper size, and, you know, they try to compensate for not having insulation with a bigger furnace, and efficiencies start with insulation and windows. You know, windows are another thing that are very, very important when it comes to making sure your HVAC equipment works properly and how it is designed.
Absolutely.
Even the roof color and the roof color and the way it sits on your house sits on facing the sun or the weather or things like that. But we're here to talk about indoor air quality, right? Flash?
Yeah, I want to get into that. Yeah, that's not a problem. You know, every time I talk to you, we get off track somehow, but that's okay. That's okay. That's what the show's about.
It all comes together.
We throw it all together and see what sticks, you know? Before we get into that, though, I mean, we're in a change of season here. You still doing the clean and check special? Is that still
We are. $69.95 or $104 for two units, either two furnaces or a furnace and air conditioner or a furnace and heat pump or electric furnace and heat pump, things like that. It is a nice price point. It's a true cleaning of your furnace, too. It's not just an inspection. We're going to do more than that, vacuum out the compartment and check the burners and check the voltages and make sure the motor's clean. Sometimes the squirrel cage in there gets packed with debris and things like that, which will definitely hamper airflow throughout your house. So you got to take a look at that. A little extra charge for that if we have to do that, but overall, it's something you should do. You should probably do it now more than ever because the manufacturing companies are having trouble supplying the market with new furnaces with the COVID, and we're having some difficult times here. And I'm blessed to be able to sell multi brands because some of my competitors have married themselves to one brand, and the plants have had shortage of workers, shortage of parts. These parts come from all over the world, and if you don't have one certain part in the furnace, it's kind of hard to supply it to consumers. So it's something you should really do. Take care of. If you're going to stick with the piece of equipment you have, you definitely want to make sure it's going to get through the wintertime because the part you might need may or may not be available in the sub-zero temperatures.
Oh, I know. I'm hearing problems in the supply chain on so many different fronts. Lumber prices have gone up dramatically. And you mentioned roofing. I'm supposed to get a roof on my house this year. It ain't going to happen. There's a shingle shortage right now.
There's an everything shortage right now. And, we're a little bit spoiled here in America. We think everything is right now, and I should be able to get everything right now. And, I mean, there was a point where I pulled up to McDonald's, and they didn't have hamburger meat. So
what?
I'm very serious. Yes. I couldn't believe my ears. We're not serving hamburgers right now. I said, isn't that what you do? They really didn't.
McDonald's.
They really didn't have
places.
Any. Well, of course, there's another one down the road, but they're pretty amazing. Hopefully, they've cleared that up. But We don't want to have a shortage in the food chain, that's for sure.
No. Okay, let's zero in on air quality. I remember talking to you when we had the shutdown back in the spring about the new unit that you had that clears the air in your home. Why don't you refresh our listeners on what that does and what other products are on the market for homeowners right now?
The iWave was what you're referring to. It literally takes smells with the ions that it produces, and it neutralizes, viruses, smells. I have two in my home. Knock on wood, I haven't been sick or anything like that. A little bit of a, I think allergies is a, I think everybody gets a little bit of an allergy. But I do have a dog, and I do have two new puppies, so I've noticed that they aggravate my nasal passages, which is your air filter for your body. Most people don't know that, and you want to keep those clean so you can breathe clean, and this is a good way of doing that. I know that they did a study with the iWave, and they put it on an actual ship with, maybe a Navy ship. I can't say for sure, but, you don't hear about that anymore. Pretty much got rid of all the viruses. You don't have Navy men coming down with COVID anymore inside of the ship. And that's, it literally takes the viruses and neutralizes them. I don't know if it's a cure, but it definitely is helped stop the spread of major spreads of coronavirus and any virus for that matter on a ship. They have for your forced air systems, you can combine them together, get an AccuClean from American Standard that gets almost 99% of any particles. I believe it's less than 1 micron. And you neutralize that. And, even cigarette smoke, I've seen it. I've watched it where there's smoke on one side of the filter. In fact, I believe it's on my website where you can go and see that little video of how one side has smoke and the other side has nothing. Mm-hmm.
I've seen that. That's great.
Yep. Endorsed by the American Lung Association. If you have a severe allergy problem, you can talk to your doctor and they will write you a prescription for that. Your insurance may pay for that. Same thing with the April Air electronic air cleaner is endorsed by the American Lung Association. So there's a lot of things out there now. UV lights, the APCO UV light, the air scrubber, where they take pet smells out and pretty much captures and kills anything that's coming through your, HVAC system, which is an air changeover. It changes over the air in your home. Every time you open a door, you let pollen in. This will help remove that. There's dust and particles that get trapped in your carpets, your bedding, your sheets. You go to make the bed and you see all these dust bunnies flying everywhere. It'll get rid of that stuff. It is really there. Nobody could really see it. And my wife, she said to take a shower. They have steam humidifiers, true steam humidifiers, where they were just water before. Now they actually make steam and they pump steam into your ductwork. That will help, your breathing. So there's just about anything out there now. Wi-Fi thermostats where you can control these things. And it's becoming actually flash. They're writing new codes for indoor air quality due to the coronavirus.
Is that right? Wow.
And commercial establishments. So this is a serious, serious thing now. Most people shrugged it off until we had an issue like this. And now they know how serious it is.
Yeah. Now, one more question here. You mentioned a lot of different ways to make sure your air is clean in your home. How's the supply on these products right now?
I haven't had any problems. I buy things ahead of time. I have two buildings which are filled to the rafters with product to make sure that there is no interruption for my customers. I have not missed the installation date yet. I've come close. But they are improving and, they're getting supplies from other sources, and the HVAC industry is adapting to this problem. They've even stopped making certain models of furnaces and things like that to focus on the common models to make sure they can supply the customers, our customers. I guess we're their customers, and I can supply my customers with the products that are in high demand.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it on that note. Salsheatandcool.com is the website, and here's the number to call, 440-582-4748. Let me repeat that, 440-582-4748. 24/7 service, I might add. No nonsense service since 1975. Salsheatandcool.com. A lot of good advice there, my friend. You take
Thank
care.
You.
Be safe. And yeah, we'll do this again in about
Anytime.
2 months.
Okay. Anytime. Hopefully we're through this thing by then.
God, I'm telling you, it's gone on long enough. No doubt about it.
It
take care,
awful.
My friend.
It is awful. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Sal Sidoti. Also, if you're thinking about that clean and check special, that is a really good deal. $69.95 for one furnace, $104 for two furnaces. And they go, that's a 20-point inspection that they do.